57. Hayden. The mod box had to slow as it entered the city. While the roads appeared to have been cleared, the tighter confines and more frequent turns eased its overall pace. Not that it was much help to Hayden. In fact, the shifting only made things worse. He held on to the back of the car with his augmented hands, his bad arm on fire around the control ring. He might have been flung away from the vehicle during the turns, but the spike through his leg held him in place, the car's movements jerking the filthy metal spike, tearing his leg muscle and grinding against bone. His entire body was racked with pain. He wasn't sure if his enhanced healing factor could withstand the damage. He wasn't sure if he would survive, and if he did, would he ever walk again? Maybe another augment would be part of his future. That is, if he had a future. There was no time now to think about that. No time for anything. He was on a runaway train about to reach its destination. He could hear the fighting somewhere ahead of them, mainly in the form of the enemy's guttural hisses and cries added to the rumbling of the parabellum flying through the area as low and slow as Ike dared. Damn him for not following orders, for bringing the ship back into the city instead of making his escape. 10 minutes. That was all the time they had before the enemy ships arrived. 10 minutes to find some way to stop this invasion. How was he going to accomplish it? The car turned another corner, headed through the valley between a series of tall buildings. Most of them were still intact, old and dilapidated, but still upright. Hayden looked into the car at the back of Craig's head. It was still bleeding where the bullet had hit it, though it wasn't visibly bothersome to the alien. Craig also didn't seem to care. He was stuck to the trunk. It made no effort to dislodge him, much less pay any attention to him. He looked past the Axon to the scene ahead, breathing in sharply as he did. He had heard the Reapers from a few streets away. He had expected to see the large human-trife hybrids. What he didn't expect was how many there were. Hundreds of them converged on a central spot in the middle of the road and what appeared to be a pair of geodesic metal domes. While Hayden couldn't see what the hybrids were gathering for, he also couldn't miss the Relia that suddenly emerged from one of the domes. 4 meters tall, black, leathery flesh, a human torso with 3 arms on each side and a pair of tentacles on each shoulder. Its bottom half was propped up on 6 spindly legs like a spider, its head generally humanoid and covered in glowing blue eyes. Was that Hansen? It moved with alarming speed, leaping forward and landing near the leading edge of the Reapers, its tentacles snapping out away from it and slapping audibly against something 2 meters away. Hayden watched the force lift Caleb Card off the ground and into the air, throwing him back to land among the rest of the Relia creatures. Shit, he muttered, watching for Caleb to get up. The Reapers around the Marine had turned toward him, ready to pounce. A sudden flash of blue energy threw the closest Reapers away from Caleb, burning them to bare bones. Caleb shoved himself upright, facing the spider-like Relia as it charged in for the kill. Loud echoes of thunder rumbled to the west. The spider creature screamed and ducked low as if dodging bullets. Some of the surviving Reapers came around to face the new threat, only to find themselves filled with holes. A silver ball sank into their midst and detonated, blowing a few more away. Hayden smirked, losing his view of the fight suddenly as the car turned right and headed up a cross street, away from the fighting. Whatever Hansen had planned, it wasn't working out as well as the Relia had hoped. The neural disruption was broken, leaving the Centurions free to fight back. The odds were still horrible, but now they had a chance. It was up to them to seize it. And it was up to Hayden to seize his. It didn't matter if he was injured. He had the best shot at killing Craig. He wasn't going to miss it. The car went 2 blocks over and turned left, running parallel to the fighting. Hayden caught glimpses of the battle through the openings between buildings, getting momentary views of Caleb squaring off against Hansen and a split-second look at Nathan and the Centurions charging up the street toward him, guns blazing. The parabellum swooped overhead again, laying down another line of strafing plasma.
Ike, damn it! Hayden growled into his comm. If you can hear me, get the hell out of here!
I'm sorry, Sheriff, Isaac replied. I tried. Couldn't do it. We succeed or fail as one. You're going to get the interlink, and I'm going to bus you the hell out of here.
The car turned again, coming around the back of the spheres. Hayden saw it then, through the vegetation. the simple black alloy of the Axon portal, a gateway to the universe. It was currently inactive, the metal framework of the sphere visible through the overgrowth. But it was right there, so close. Too close. The car came to a stop a dozen meters away. The driver's side door swung open as Hayden pushed himself up, twisting and bending back to free his stuck leg. He was halfway to accomplishing it when Craig came up beside him, wordlessly grabbing him, ripping him from the spike. It threw him off the back of the car.